Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kathy Dirks, and she's the coordinator for the Harrison County Historical Village and Iowa Welcome Center. And welcome to you, Kathy.
Thank you, and thank you for having me this morning.
You bet. The Harrison County Historical Village, along with Iowa Welcome Center, has so much to offer people. I'm thinking that, you know, folks that haven't been there won't hardly believe it. And folks that have been there need to come back because there's so many things there. How did that all get started, Kathy?
We got started, believe it or not, the historical village 75 years ago this
wow.
year. It was privately owned by a gentleman by the name of Preston Niles, and he had a big apple orchard by here, was a lover of history, and so what serves as our general store, Blacksmith Area, was actually his store for the his orchard at that time, and there was a log cabin on his father's farm, and he moved it over here and opened a museum in 1938 in the log cabin that had a rope bed, a case of artifacts, and a plow.
And since then, you have just kept on growing and growing.
We have. We have. He owned it for about 30 years himself. It was, like I mentioned, it was privately owned. And so a lot of the items we have here are his collection that he collected through time. He was also a painter, kind of in the style of Grandma Moses. So he would paint lots of different paintings to go along with artifacts to try to help explain to people how things were used back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last few years, we've also had the opportunity to expand a little bit. We are located on three different byways, the Les Hills National Scenic Byway, the Lincoln Highway Heritage Byway, and the Western Sky Scenic Byway. And the we're owned by the Harrison County Conservation Board, and they did some expansion here in the last few years, so we also now, in addition to the historical village, have some Lincoln Highway Les Hills Interpretive Center, where we show two films, one on the Les Hills and on the Lincoln Highway. We have an outdoor road demonstration area, a scenic overlook, mile-long trail through restored prairie, and a kids' playscape, transportation-themed playscape, and so we've just had all kinds of new additions in the last few years.
Yeah, and for all ages, there's something there for everybody to enjoy. One of the things, and I've not seen it all, but it was there a month or so ago, and one of the things that I saw that I don't remember seeing anywhere else except like in a movie or something is that it was like kind of like the Wells Fargo wagons that come in, you know, the wagon that the person brought around, and you bought everything you needed from little kitchen tools to fabric to shop tools and everything there in the wagon, and it's amazing.
Yes, we have a peddler's wagon,
yes.
And it used to travel around our county, actually up until like almost 1950.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that we have some people here that have volunteered here in the past, and a few of them that still do, who remember when they were kids, when he would still travel around the county and sell his wares. We always tell kids when they come to visit, it's kind of like the little store on wheels.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
You know, to go see the big department
yes.
store, but instead it came to your house.
That's right. And to me, it was fascinating how everything was stored. Everything was had its place there, and he could get a whole lot of stuff in there to suit everybody's needs. So just one of the little things that's there to see and do. Let's talk a little bit about the Lincoln Highway, because it's a special time for the Lincoln Highway.
It is. It is the 100th anniversary of the Lincoln Highway this year. 1913 was when the Lincoln Highway was kind of named and developed, and it was the first transcontinental highway across the United States. Hard to believe when we look at highway systems today, isn't it? That
yes.
back at that time, it was pretty much just a dirt path
and,
across
and,
Iowa.
And people were happy to have it.
Yes, they yes. were very happy to have
yes.
it.
Yes, and you have a piece of it there.
We do. The Lincoln Highway originally went right through our property. Through Iowa, the Lincoln Highway basically follows Highway 30, you know, kind of very close to it and will originally be on it, but it went directly through our property, and so where we have our roadbed demonstration area is where the Lincoln Highway used to go, and then we are fortunate enough to have an original marker in its original location.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Niles had the foresight to leave that there when because the road used to go right in front of his orchard. When they moved the road down, he kind of rebuilt his building but left the marker in the back. So we're very glad we have that.
Yeah, smart man. Very smart man. Yeah, sometimes change is good, but sometimes we need to not change because we do need that historical view as we look back to see what's happened in our past. Now, there's some special things that are happening, some event kinds of things that are happening to celebrate this 100-year anniversary?
Yes, nationally, there is a celebration for the Lincoln Highway, and that will be occurring in Kearney, Nebraska, over 4th of July weekend, and there's some different car tours that will be going on. They're organizing one starting in New York. They'll be leaving about like the 21st or 22nd of June, and also starting in San Francisco, meeting in the middle over 4th of July. There's a large group of Norwegians that are coming over. They came over and drove Route 66 a few years ago, and they are shipping like over 100 cars over and will be driving the Lincoln Highway this summer to celebrate.
Amazing. Better have your cameras out.
That's right. And then we're having our own little celebration here to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the village and of the Lincoln Highway on May 18th.
Yeah, I've been hearing that on the news and KJAN. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, for one thing, that we're actually having a special exhibit about the Lincoln Highway. So for people who don't know that much but would like to know a little bit more, from May 18th through the 27th for 10 days, we're keeping that a little bit longer, but we're calling it the Lincoln Highway, the first 100 years. I don't think I'll be around for
the second one.
I am around for this, for this one. But we have a local individual who has been a collector of memorabilia. That includes like photos and postcards and maps and books and collectibles and those kind of things, and have their collection organized by states. You can actually kind of take a little state-by-state tour to learn about the Lincoln Highway. So that will be here for 10 days. But on the 18th itself, besides the collection, and the collector will be here too to speak to people from 11 to 2, we have the John Mazzello, who's the Iowa Lincoln Highway Heritage Byway Coordinator, is going to be here to answer questions from 11 to 2, wine tasting from Santa Maria Winery in Carroll. And one of their wines is the Lincoln Highway Red. We'll be having a guided trail hike. I mentioned we have a mile-long trail here. Scott Nelson, who's the director for the Harrison County Conservation Board, will be telling everyone all about things about the Les Hills and prairie restoration and why we do prairie burns, because we had one of those here not too long ago. We've been having school children. We do a school program in the spring, so we have some different people. Jim Noneman from Logan will be talking about like trapping for early explorers and pioneers from 10:30 to 1, and we'll have some volunteers in our log cabin and school to also talk about pioneer life. A little preview for the farmers market. We host Welcome Center Farmers Market here to tell people for that, and it is also Living Less. The first tour day of the season, we're a part of a group of 9 different entities kind of in the Crescent, Missouri Valley area, that on the third Saturday of every month, May through October, we have special tours and feature different attractions. We're the featured attraction for the month of May, so you can stop in and get a little passport, we call it. If you go to all 9 attractions during the course of the summer, your name is thrown into a hat at the end of the year for a $1,000 prize. Stops beside here includes the Les Hills Lavender Farm, the Aronia Berry Farm, Hitchcock Nature Center, Honey Creek Creamery, Garden Grove Eatery, Les Hills Woodworks, Harvest Studios, Gallagher Designs, all kinds of things. And you can also come that day and register to win a 2-night stay at a housekeeping cabin at Little Lake or a Lincoln Highway Centennial gift basket.
Lots of opportunities. And I'm going to take the opportunity right now to mention that the Master Gardeners are sponsoring a bus tour on June 20th that is open to people that are not Master Gardeners. And some of the things you just mentioned are going to be on our tour, including a stop at your place, the Harrison County Historical Village and Iowa Welcome Center. And we're looking forward to that very much.
Yeah, and you'll be here on Farmers Market Day.
Yes, yes. We wanted to be sure we did that. We can take some goodies home with us, I think, because you're the kind of the last stop. So we can maybe take home some yummy vegetables for supper or something. So that'll be really fun. We are looking forward to that, Kathy. So, you know, I didn't ask you, we've said Harrison County, but I didn't ask you where you're located. How did we find you?
We are on Highway 30. We are halfway between Missouri Valley and Logan. We're about three miles from Missouri Valley, 5 miles from Logan, like I said, on Highway 30. Or if you would happen to be coming from Atlantic and say you came over on 680 and came up Interstate 29, we're 5 miles east of Interstate 29.
Exit 75, right?
Yes. Exit 75.
And when are you open?
We are open on a regular basis, 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sunday.
Okay. Stop by. Always something going on. So much to see. You could plan at least a whole day there, have a picnic, whatever. You just so much to do there. So, Kathy.
That's right. And we love company.
All right.
The more company we can have, the happier we are. We can help you plan even more than one day, because we have all kinds of information since we're an Iowa Welcome Center.
You
so
bet.
Get your free map and your visitor's guide,
okay.
too.
Well, we want to thank you very much, Kathy Dirks, who is the coordinator for the Harrison County Historical Village and Iowa Welcome Center. And hopefully some folks will be over to see you soon.
We hope so, and
yes.
Thank you so much. We're so happy and pleased that you had us on your program.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. Till next time, here's a thought. It's easier to go down a hill than up, but the view is better from the top.